You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China! I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
Yes, that's right. After a two-week hiatus, State of the States has returned with our US correspondent Nick Sawani from WNYU, the radio station at New York University. This week, we talk all the drama and action in Washington after Trump Jr. was forced to tweet out an email chain seemingly proving Republican collusion with Russia in the 2016 election. Are we getting closer to a Trump impeachment? Tune in. So these Trump Jr. emails, tell me about it. What's been going on here?
Basically, there's too many emails for me to go through like right now. But what happened essentially was that emails leaked between a former Russian business partner of Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr., his son. And essentially, the business partner, Donald Trump Sr.'s business partner, who's Russian, had been contacted by a senior Russian government official and was offering to provide the Trump campaign with, you know, with dirt on Hillary Clinton, with incriminating things about Hillary Clinton. The documents, quote, would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia and would be very useful to your father, is what the email said. And it was written to Donald Trump Jr. And, you know, it's direct evidence of collusion between someone very close to the Trump campaign, you know, the candidate's son, and someone in the Russian government. And, you know, Donald Trump Jr. replied, oh, this sounds great. I love it. I think he literally said, I love it. And that, among a bunch of other emails, a lot of the country is very, very concerned and keeping up with the story right now, you know, because it's you know, we've been talking about investigations into the Trump campaign's ties with Russia. We've been talking about whether it's a possibility or not. It's been denied and confirmed by all sides. But then now we have hard evidence in the form of these emails that there was correspondence, that there was Russian interference in the election. Whether it was legal or not, you know, that's up to the lawyers and the courts to decide. But it seems pretty incriminating that we're going to a country who, at least in the media, is seen as our enemy for our president to win his election. That's, you know, that's something that a lot of courts could see as treason. And so now, once again, just like every time a piece of evidence about the Russian investigation comes up, or now like confirmed ties with the Trump campaign and Russia, everyone's waiting on the edge of their seats to see if there's going to be a call for impeachment, because that has to come from our Congress. And Republicans in Congress have been very hesitant for whatever reason to impeach Donald Trump or to put him up there, even though a lot of people think Mike Pence, our vice president, would be better for them in terms of reelection and things like that. So now we just have to wait and see if impeachment's going to happen, you know, because there have been a bunch of other things that we also thought impeachment was going to happen with, and that just hasn't happened yet.
But, I mean, do you think it's quite interesting in that, I mean, some of the emails have been released, there's definitely going to be more released, but Donald Trump Jr. himself released them. Do you think there's anything in that?
I'm not sure. You know, that's a lot of people say it was just his stupidity. He probably didn't think that it was illegal because you're just asking someone for help, right? And so, you know, you can kind of see where you're allowed to get help from people within the country to find dirt on Hillary Clinton if you want. But this is different because it's, and apparently something Trump Jr. didn't notice, is that this is like an interaction between him, who, you know, however officially or not he was tied to the campaign, is definitely connected to the Trump campaign, and a member of the Russian government. Whether, you know, he actually got that dirt on Hillary Clinton, whether he they ended up using it in the campaign, it's all stuff that is now subject to be released. But not many people know what was in his mind. A lot of our media is just calling him out. Like, there's an article in the New York Post that is just, the headline is Donald Trump Jr. is an idiot, right? So people think that he was just kind of not thinking when he released these emails.
How has the Democrats been responding to this? Or anyone, you know, has there been much of a response from, I mean, anyone who was on the Clinton campaign?
Nothing high profile. You know, this is still like very much a current story. And normally, unless it's something very, very obvious of what happened, these politicians usually take a little bit of time. You know, there have been tweets, there have been from congresspeople talking about how, like, this is more incriminating evidence of Donald Trump's campaign. But in terms of taking political action, we're going to have to take some time to see. There's probably going to be more the Senate committee that was set up to investigate Donald Trump's ties with Russia and the FBI and all of that. They're probably going to try to find people to testify about this. We're going to see, but it'll take some more time before we see what Democrats do, because they're still not a majority in Congress. And so if we're to see real change, we'll have to see enough Republicans fed up with the Trump campaign and like Trump's administration at this point that they're willing to step across party lines, side with Democrats, and create a majority of people from both parties who actually want to see change happen in the administration. And whether that's impeachment or something else, we don't know.
And what are the odds for that happening looking like at the moment with the Republicans?
There's really no way to tell, because in any other circumstance, if any other president had done even half the amount of scandals and news stories, there would have at least been one call for impeachment that had gone through at some point. You know, all the presidents that have been impeached, Bill Clinton, for example, were impeached for less. Bill Clinton was put on impeachment pretty much for lying under oath. Donald Trump and his people lie to the American public on a daily basis, according to a lot of people. You know, this would be impeachment for treason, which is a huge deal because that's never happened before. And there's a lot of evidence, but there's really no way to tell, because a lot of people are saying that the current Republican Congress is one of the most morally bankrupt, right? Like they're still able to get their policies passed. Donald Trump's still going to sign off on what they do, so they don't want to threaten that. It's going to take a lot of them feeling like their seats are going to get threatened in the next reelection if they don't call for impeachment. It's going to take a lot of Republican congressmen being brave and deciding to side with Democrats on this impeachment idea. And even if that all happens, it'll still take a really long time because, you know, impeachment is just going on trial. Then you have to – the House has to vote on whether the president gets impeached or not. Then the Senate has to go and actually go through the trial and have a huge majority for it in both situations, more than just 50%. And so even if something starts, which is a long shot, still, despite how severe this is, it'll still be a long, long way to go before we can start seriously thinking about Donald Trump being removed from office. And that's not to say that this isn't something severe enough to get him removed from office, because this is one of the craziest things that's ever come out about a presidential campaign, period. But the concern is that there's also this problem with our Congress not taking action because they're of the same party as our president.
It'll be very interesting to watch what happens over the next few days. Are we expecting any more like a statement from President Trump?
Well, yeah, a statement or a tweet. We're not really sure. Yeah, he hasn't said anything about it, but he's going to be going on. Actually, there was a tweet from 40 minutes ago that I'm just seeing right now. He's going to be going on Sean Hannity, who's a very conservative talk show host here, or show host on Fox News. He will be going on that show tonight. It's 8:30 right now. He'll be going on later on tonight, our time, so midday your time, and talking about it there. But as of me recording this now, we don't really know what Trump Jr. or President Trump have to say about this.
I mean, referring to the actual damning information on Clinton, why is it that Russia wanted to collude with this? Well, is there any sort of motive that's clear here?
I think so. Like, Russia would clearly benefit from having a president who they can manipulate. Mm. And it's been made very, very clear that Donald Trump is a man who has been and is being manipulated by Russia. He talks about how he's great friends with Vladimir Putin. He's been friendly with the Russian government in the past, whereas Hillary Clinton was very strong on anti-Russia, anti-foreign, you know, involvement in our policies, doing stuff best for us, not what's best for Russia. Vladimir Putin has been an enemy of the United States for a while, quite a while. And so if the Russian government could get someone in office who they're able to be more friendly with, that's hugely beneficial to them, because the United States is probably their main competitor on the global stage. And so finding anything on Hillary Clinton, like, they would probably be willing to get that out there so that Donald Trump could have won the election, which might be what happened.
Excuse me, I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this? Ay-ay-ay.
That was was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.